We will continue to do more to support our seniors, but there's still one major issue we have to tackle, and that's their long-term care and living arrangements. One solution is community care apartments, or CCAs. That's a joint initiative by MND and MOH. CCAs are HDB flats that combine housing with care arrangements for seniors. So the flats come with senior-friendly features, like wheelchair-accessible bathrooms with grab bars and slip-resistant floors. And the seniors subscribe to a package of services, like home fixes, health checks, or housekeeping. Within the block, there is a center in the block itself with full-time staff to coordinate the delivery of these services. And that serves as an activity center for residents, so they can gather there daily, meet their friends, and take part in activities. The staff are on shift 24/7, and if the senior needs any urgent help, someone will be there on site to attend to their needs. Earlier this year, I visited our first CCA project, Harmony Village at Bukit Batok. And the residents told me they were very happy to live there. I told Desmond Lee, who was then Minister for National Development, that we need more CCAs. So now Chee Hong Tat is in MND pursuing this. We will build more CCAs across HDB towns over the coming years. But CCAs cannot be the main solution. There is a limit to how many new CCAs we can build. Furthermore, many seniors don't want to move out. They have stayed in their homes for many years, and they are used to their neighbors and familiar with their current environment. So they prefer to age where they are, and we will need to provide for them as they get older. In particular, we see many more seniors in older housing estates. Take Toa Payoh, for example, which is one of our oldest towns. Nearly one quarter of residents in Toa Payoh are 65 and above. It's already a super-aged town. Many of them live with caregivers, their children or domestic helpers. But today, more and more seniors are living on their own. And this reflects our changing demographic. We have more singles and couples without children. Even amongst those with children, family sizes are smaller. In the past, it was common to have many children, and then one would often take on the role of the caregiver. Nowadays, families have one or two children. By the time the parents reach their 60s or 70s, the children would be in their 30s or 40s with young families of their own to care for. So many seniors choose to live independently in order not to burden their children. How should we care for them then? In fact, we've been studying this matter. How can we better support seniors in Toa Payoh and other older towns? As I said, the CCA is not going to be the primary solution. But we can take the essential elements from the CCA and apply the same thinking to the wider neighborhood to build age-well neighborhoods that support our seniors wherever they are. I visited Toa Payoh recently with the team. We spoke to residents and looked at the possibilities. So let me share some of our ideas with you. First, we will make physical touch points more accessible to seniors. In Toa Payoh, we started 4 years ago with 6 active aging centres. You can see them here in this map. There are now 13 AACs. The additional ones are here. That may sound like a lot, but if you look at the map, some seniors still have to walk more than 1 kilometre just to reach the nearest centre. So we will identify new sites to make it more convenient for seniors. And more space also means more activities and facilities. For example, gym rooms are very popular. And we can offer more varied forms of exercise, even kickboxing, which some seniors have taken up. Or this activity called cardio drumming. You can see Grace and I joining in the activity. It looks easy, but you can really work up a sweat. somehow these activities appeal more to women. You look at the pictures, a lot of women, very few men. So we are also working on programs that can interest the men, including hands-on activities like these carpentry workshops. If you have other ideas, please let us know. We want these centers to be places where seniors can meet regularly, stay connected, and forge close friendships. And some may even go one step further by contributing and volunteering, like this group offering DIY repair services for wheelchairs, shows that seniors don't just want to be looked after, they want to care for others too. Second, we will expand home-based services. These services will be similar to those offered at the CCA. So you don't have to stay at the CCA, but you can access home-based services. Seniors can choose what they need. These can include services like simple home fixes and basic health checks. And for those with additional needs, we will provide more options like housekeeping, laundry, and meal deliveries, or assistance with activities of daily living like showering and feeding. And we will have dedicated care staff to help coordinate these services. They will also visit the seniors regularly and be the first responders in times of emergency. Third, we will bring healthcare services closer to the seniors. We will have more care facilities for those who need rehab and physiotherapy. The public hospitals will set up health posts in the community, and these health posts will deploy nurses on the ground more regularly. They will help with post-discharge follow-up and medication management. And the seniors can drop by for basic care and health consultations without having to travel to a clinic. So these are some of the ideas we are working on. In other countries, what I've just described might be considered a retirement village. But in Singapore, we don't want our seniors to live in separate, isolated places. Instead, we will have age-well neighborhoods within our HDB towns and amongst residents of all ages. We will start in Toa Payoh and one or two other areas with a higher concentration of seniors, and then we will test the ideas, learn what works, and scale up progressively. And MND and MOH will share more details when they are ready. Through these efforts, we will build a Singapore where every senior, no matter where they stay, can age with dignity, purpose, and joy. A Singapore where we support one another as neighbors and friends in our community. And that's how we will grow old, not in isolation, never alone, but always together as one Singapore family.